Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 121. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. We do have a stellar Tech It Out radio show planned for you this hour, or podcast, depending on how and where you're listening to this. We have three awesome guests to get to. In a moment from now, we're going to learn about the incredibly unique LG G8X ThinkQ smartphone. Here's a hint for you. The full name is the LG G8X ThinkQ Dual Screen smartphone. Haha. We'll get to that shortly. After that, we will catch up with Sonos, the company that makes some amazing Wi-Fi speakers for the home and soundbars as well. But they've created their first ever portable speaker that also has Bluetooth for wirelessly connecting your smartphone or tablet on the go. But it does have a few extra tricks up its sleeve, which we're going to learn about in a few moments from now. So Sonos will join us this hour too. And finally, we'll have on Tech It Out someone from SanDisk joining us, one of the top flash memory players in the world and part of the Western Digital family. We're going to call him up and chat about new rugged SSDs or solid state drives and all the benefits that it has over a portable hard drive. So, as you can tell, a jam-packed Tech It Out for this episode 121. All right, let's kick things off. While there are many different smartphones on the market to choose from, let's face facts here. They all pretty much look the same and they work more or less in the same fashion as well. Oh, sure, some may be faster, another one with a better camera, third has smarter artificial intelligence, but for the most part, they're pretty difficult to tell apart. But every once in a while, something new and exciting debuts, and LG has just done that with its LG G8X ThinkQ dual screen phone. I already hinted at what's unique here, but joining us on the line to chat is Varun Kalia. He's the head of mobile communications at LG Electronics. Welcome to the show, Varun.
Hey, Mark. It's great speaking with you.
Likewise. Let's dive right in. Tell us what's unique about this new G8X ThinkQ dual screen smartphone.
Yes, I'm excited to share the month of November marks the official launch of LG's new dual screen smartphone in Canada, the LG G8X ThinkQ dual screen. The device is LG's first ever dual screen phone in the Canadian market, and it truly embodies LG's philosophy of creating innovative products that make our lives meaningful, and in this particular case, more efficient. The dual screen takes multitasking to a whole new level by allowing users to do more what they love on their phones.
All right, so let's dive deeper into that dual screen part, because that, I think, is the real unique differentiator. There's some other cool features that we'll get to, but it's got two screens. So we're not talking about a bendable smartphone, which I know some companies have tried to debut somewhat unsuccessfully. But this is actually two separate screens. Talk to us about the applications for that.
That's right. So as our mobile needs are constantly evolving, we all have a lot on the go, which means we expect a lot more out of our devices. LG found that a typical smartphone session consists of 7 transitions between 4 applications. This means that many of us are constantly swapping back and forth between watching videos, texting, and scanning various social channels. Depending on how you're using your phone, having just one screen might not cut it.
All right, so it's kind of like two things here. One is that it can transform, if you will, from a smartphone to a tablet-like device where you can do something on both screens. From what I understand, I had some limited hands-on time with this device, but you can also multitask, so do two different things on the two different screens simultaneously. So you're saying then, Varun, that I can watch a YouTube video on one screen while taking notes on another or researching something on the web.
Exactly. You can run multiple apps simultaneously without having to swap back and forth. The LG G8X ThinQ dual-screen phone is also equipped with a 360 free-stop hinge mark, so this means you can view the screen at any angle, allowing you to experience, for example, different functions such as watching a video and texting at the exact same time. Now, if you're a gamer or a sports fan, this is great news for you. You can enjoy your favorite mobile games, for example, or watch your team play while accomplishing different tasks at the same time, such as checking your email, for instance, or updating your task list. When you think about it, the use cases are truly endless.
All right, because this is radio, Varun, let's just explain what this looks like physically. When it's folded, it looks like just a regular smartphone that you've purchased, you know, before. In fact, there's actually a third screen that maybe we can get to, a black and white screen that you can glance at for some extra information. But then it does open up like a laptop, if you will, to reveal the two larger color screens inside. Is that fair? And then you can fold it back up again and then put it back in your pocket or purse.
You're absolutely right, Mark. I think you've captured that well. When the device is folded, it is, a regular smartphone in your hand. Of course, it has the added benefit of when you open it, you are immediately met with two OLED screens. And as you mentioned, there's also a screen when it's folded on the outside, which allows you to see various notifications, your battery life, caller ID on who's calling. So that means you don't necessarily need to always have, the phone, both screens open in order to be able to see your notifications. Mm-hmm. What's also great is that, users also have the ability to use just the phone and without the dual screen option. So if you're going out for the night and you don't feel like taking both screens with you, or if you're out for a jog in the morning, you have the flexibility to fully detach the second screen mm-hmm. and use the LG G8X ThinQ as your sole device. This gives users even more freedom to decide how and when to optimize the features of the dual screen, giving them a more customizable experience.
I got to be honest with you, when I did play around with the device and I popped out the second screen, I almost felt like, oh my goodness, I just broke it. But no, you can in fact detach the two screens if you want, which is really cool. But most people, I think, will keep it together, because of the extra functionality. And speaking of that second screen, how large are they? And does the addition of a second screen have any impact on the phone's battery life?
Yeah, so the phone's user-centric design means every detail from the identical 6.4-inch OLED displays to the increased 4,000 milliamp battery life was created to help make our lives easier without sacrificing important aspects such as usage and usage time and quality. So absolutely, Mark, there's minimal impact on the battery life.
We're chatting with Varun Kalia. He's the head of mobile communications at LG Electronics. What about the camera? That always seems to be one of the most popular applications for a smartphone, right behind, messaging or communications, let's say. What's the LG G8 ThinQ dual screen smartphone camera like?
Yeah, the device has the AI action shot feature, Mark, which enables the phone to recognize and compensate for movement to keep subjects fully in focus. In addition to that, users can also take stunning 4K time-lapse videos, and for the first time, switching between front and rear cameras while recording videos is also possible, which is definitely a very neat addition.
All right, cool. Before we wrap up, let's talk about gaming. I understand there's some games. From what I saw, there was a folder that said dual screen apps. So some of the games can actually play on both screens, right? Or you can use one screen for your controls and the other screen to see the content that you're playing.
Absolutely, Mark. Gamers can now do way more without losing screen space on this device. So, for example, the phone also features the addition of a new customizable LG gamepad, which turns the second screen, as you mentioned, into a controller, enabling gamers to see and do more, which, as you know, for avid gamers, is a very, you know, is a very critical feature.
Awesome. I'm a big gamer. In fact, I probably use my smartphone for playing games more than I do for taking photos, in fact. So I'm eager to get my hands on the G8X for a longer period of time with some of the games optimized for the device. And I know there are other features, too, that unfortunately we don't have time to get to. Improvements in audio, really loud and clear sound. So without further ado, Varun, how much does the G8X ThinkQ dual screen smartphone cost, and how can we learn more about it and pick it up?
Yeah, so Mark, the device is available for as low as $0, but we would encourage people to check with their carriers for the latest deals and plans on the LG GX ThinkQ dual screen.
Oh, cool. So it's one of the devices that you can get on a two-year plan with a carrier for no dollars down, and then you just pay every month for it. And then you can go to LG.com to learn more about the device as well, and it's spelled G8X, one word, G8, then letter X, and then ThinkQ, which is T-H-I-N, the letter Q, dual screen. Varun, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Mark. It was great speaking to you.
Hey, if you want to see a video of the LG G8X ThinkQ dual screen smartphone, you can just Google that name if you can remember it. G8X. Just remember LG G8X. And then my name, Mark Saltzman, Mark with a C. Google that and then click video if it doesn't show up right away. And you'll be able to see a video of that product with me reviewing it. It's about 3 minutes or so. We've done quite well on it. I just posted it the other day and there's over 50,000 views. So if you want to see that, in action. I know this is radio, so just a thought. Hey, this show, Tech It Out, is powered by ASUS, the company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, tablets, smartwatches, and much more. In fact, I'm recording this right now on one of their VivoBooks, their laptops that are incredibly thin, so this radio show is entirely produced on an ASUS product, which is pretty cool. For those in search of incredible visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. I'm going to catch up with the company for next week's Tech It Out, episode 122, to talk about VivoBooks and ZenBooks, another laptop line for the holidays. After all, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, the holidays are coming up, and you may be looking to buy yourself or a loved one a new computer. So we'll get to that next week. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to catch up with Sonos to learn about their awesome new speakers for the outside. Finally, a portable speaker from Sonos. We'll be right back.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the ASUS ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS.
Geico presents, oh, not again, another voicemail from your roommate.
Hey, man, so I was in a rush to get to work and I left the back door open. Could you shut it? I left it wide open. While you're there, could you also turn off the oven and all of the burners? My mom never let me use the oven. I wonder why.
The Geico Insurance Agency could help keep your personal property protected, like if it's your roommate's first time operating an oven. Visit geico.com to see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
This is sponsored by SK Life Science, Inc. More than 3 million people in the U.S. are affected by epilepsy, with 150,000 new cases reported each year. A new national survey called Seize the Truth About Epilepsy Perceptions revealed that 75% of patients agree that all they can do is accept their condition. Not only are patients affected physically, but the emotional, social, and financial consequences of epilepsy are equally as severe, with 58% of caregivers and 47% of patients having to take time off of work in the past year. The survey also revealed a wide range of challenges in the management of the disease, with a significant disconnect in conversations between healthcare professionals, caregivers, and patients. Danielle Becker, physician, Penn Medicine.
It is vital that patients and healthcare providers have an open and honest dialogue during office visits. The findings revealed that nearly half of patients surveyed admitted they don't share real-life goals with their doctors. Frank discussions are necessary in order to provide the patient with the best possible care.
For more information, visit www.webmd.com/epilepsy survey.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath. Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to get your house ready for the winter so you can sit back and enjoy the holidays. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. So why wait? Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started on your next project. HomeAdvisor.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard to find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. This show is powered by Western Digital and its super rugged G Technology branded Armor ATD portable hard drive. It's designed for those looking for a durable drive to bring on the go, especially for videographers and photographers and other content creators. Head over to g-technology.com for more info. Not all Bluetooth speakers are created equal. Sonos may be best known for their home-based Wi-Fi speakers and soundbars, but they've recently launched Sonos Move, which, as the name suggests, is a more portable speaker that you can take on the go. Joining us on the line to tell us all about Sonos Move is Ryan Richards. He's the Director of Product Marketing at Sonos. Welcome to the show, Ryan.
Hi, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Now, before we talk Sonos Move, please tell us a bit about the company, Sonos.
Sure. So as you hinted at in your intro, Sonos is a company that makes a whole suite of audio products for the home and also with the move beyond the home. A little bit of history is Sonos was founded in the mid-2000s, about the time right before really the internet and internet-connected audio and streaming were really taking off. We really pioneered not just smart speakers in the home, but also this idea that you could have a system of products in your home that all work together and create sound. Also, things like wireless streaming. We were one of the first companies to integrate like with a streaming service to offer Spotify control. And we have been consistently innovating through the history of the company. As you mentioned, so we have products for any and every room of the home today, whether that's our Sonos One for your bedroom or a suite of home theater products for your living room. And what I'm really excited to talk about today with you is the Sonos Move, because not only does Sonos Move work as a great product for the home, but it's also the first Sonos product that you can take what we kind of pride ourselves on as sort of brilliant Sonos sound really anywhere.
So let's get to that. All right. It's called Sonos Move. And as the name suggests, you are no longer limited to listening to it plugged into the wall in your home. So it is, I guess, like a Bluetooth speaker. Is that right?
That's right. So all of Sonos's products work on Wi-Fi. So the way a Sonos speaker works is you put it in the room you want in your home, you plug it in, and you connect it to your Wi-Fi network. And that's how it talks to the cloud, how it talks to your streaming services, and all of those great features. Move does all those things. So it does everything that you expect a Sonos speaker to do, but it also does a little bit more. So Move is our first speaker with a built-in battery. So Move moves. You can pick it up, take it outside. It also ships with a charging base. So it's not a traditional plug-in like wall wart charger. It's a base where Move sits in it really snugly. It's always charging, so you can kind of have like a little home in one of your rooms. And then whenever you're ready to take it outside or take it somewhere else, you just pick it up. So that's a new for Sonos. The other new thing, as you mentioned, is that Move is the first Sonos product with Bluetooth. So on the back of Move, there is a small pill-shaped button, and you can press that button and then switch into Bluetooth mode. And when in that mode, Move pairs to your phone or any other Bluetooth device. So it adds a lot of flexibility. So one of the things that is important for us at Sonos is freedom of choice. And when we went to make Move and designed our first speaker with a battery in it, you can kind of even imagine a scenario where maybe we just had it work in and around the home on Wi-Fi. But what we found when we talked to our customers is that when they get something like this in their hands, they really want the ability to take it anywhere. So we added Bluetooth to enable people to do that.
All right. So like any other Sonos speaker, when you're at home, it joins your Wi-Fi, and then you can listen to different songs in different rooms, or it can join all the other Sonos speakers you may have, and you can play the same song in all the rooms, just like all the other Sonos speakers with great sounding audio, which we'll get to in a moment. But now you've got Bluetooth connectivity and a built-in battery. So you can take it to go. Let's say it's the springtime and the weather is warming and you want to have a picnic with your friends or family. You can have that speaker with you, and then you wirelessly tether your smartphone or tablet to the speaker to listen to music on its built-in battery. And how long would that last, by the way, up to?
Yeah, the battery lasts up to 10 hours. So that's actually a pretty that measurement is taken at a pretty decent volume level too. So you get a whole day's worth of sound out of it.
Okay.
The other thing about Move too is when you take it outdoors, Move is our first product actually built for the outdoors. So it's built to be extremely rugged, to take like a day's worth of sun exposure. It's built to be dropped. It's built to get wet, to get dirty. It has an IP56 rating, which is how it's rated for durability in terms of dust resistance and water resistance. It's essentially it's the highest water resistance rating you can get without fully submerging the speaker. So it really is designed for to be outside for a full day in pretty much any reasonable weather.
Is it also a smart speaker, Ryan? I mean, can you use your voice instead of an app to ask a question or, you know, call up music using your voice?
You can. Move has a microphone array on top of it, and I'll talk a little bit about some other stuff that does too. But it does work with both Alexa and the Google Assistant, depending on regional availability. And so pretty much anything that works on our speakers at home, like the Sonos One that also has Alexa and Google built in, will work on the Sonos Move.
Oh, cool.
I should point out those integrations are work on Wi-Fi mode, because on Wi-Fi we have that direct connection to the cloud that I mentioned earlier.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and in Bluetooth mode, you can still use your voice through your phone. So, like, for example, Like when I have it in Bluetooth mode, I can call up Siri and give instructions, and it works great with both.
Huh. Okay, and that's through your phone because you're leveraging the Siri in your iPhone. I get it. We'll continue our chat with Sonos, all about the Sonos Move portable and Bluetooth speaker for the first time in the company's history. When we return, stay with us. We'll be right back.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a C and Saltzman with a Z.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out.
Tech It Out
with technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. We're chatting with Ryan Richards, Director of Product Marketing at Sonos. We're learning about a brand new speaker they've got called Sonos Move. It's the company's first portable speaker. Talk to us a bit about the quality of the audio. That's usually one of the differentiators, I'd argue, between Sonos speakers and some of the other ones out there.
Yeah, so when we went to make a speaker that worked just as well outdoors as indoors, we really wanted our first speaker that did that to carry that mantle of great Sonos sound to the outdoors. And it meant designing the speaker from an audio perspective a little differently. So Move has two Class D amplifiers, and each of those power a driver. And the driver configuration is actually specially designed to make sounds great outside. So the tweeter on Move, the high frequency driver, actually fires downward. If you look at a traditional speaker, usually you see tweeters just facing outward. Move's driver fires tweeter fires downward. And what it fires into is this custom molded, we call it a waveguide. And what it is, it's this piece of plastic that creates this pressure. And then the sound actually emanates from an opening at the top of MOVE that's all around the front and the sides. And the effect that has is it gives you this really nice, super wide, even dispersion of sound. So if you put MOVE, say, like on the edge of your picnic table or to the side of your gathering, everybody there is getting the same sound experience. And that's one of the things that we found when we first went to design something for the outdoors that was really important to people.
Cool.
The other acoustic component of MOVE is a pretty large and powerful midwoofer. So the midwoofer not only covers the mid-frequencies, but also bass. Something that happens, or can happen rather, when you take a speaker outside is that you lose a lot of like the natural resonances of the indoors that can actually enhance bass frequencies or lower frequencies. And so outdoors, you really need a lot of power to make that up and to get like a nice, rich, full sound. And so that's why when you get a MOVE in your hand, it feels very premium and it feels like it's got some heft to it. And most of that is coming from that midwoofer that ensures that like really nice low end.
Oh, cool. What about the app? That was also a hallmark of the Sonos experience, was like a really intuitive app that lets you stream music from various services and things like that. Does that work with Sonos MOVE or is that not supported by this Bluetooth option?
So when you're on Wi-Fi, everything that you can do with all your other Sonos speakers, you can do with the Sonos MOVE. So you can stereo pair it. You can group them, as you mentioned before. It's like one of the cool things you can do with MOVE at home is like if you have a Sonos sound bar, like a play bar or a Sonos Beam, you can actually group your TV sound with your MOVE and say, take your TV sound to the backyard or the patio. Like we have a lot of customers that do this with sports, like if they're watching football or something similar, they actually group their TV sound with other speakers so that they can keep listening in the kitchen or in the backyard. With MOVE, that's even better because you can literally just like group it and take it anywhere.
Huh.
Now, on Bluetooth mode, what we opted to do was really rely on the native Bluetooth experience that people are most familiar with. So when you go into Bluetooth mode, MOVE works just like you would expect a Bluetooth speaker to. So you connect it directly to your phone. You use all of the normal apps you would use on your phone to stream music to it. The Sonos app doesn't control it the same way that it does on Wi-Fi, because the Sonos app is actually, it doesn't actually stream music. The Sonos app is kind of like a very sophisticated remote control. So it's not actually streaming audio. But when you're in Bluetooth mode, there is still some functionality and intelligence there. So the app, if you open the Sonos app next to a MOVE in Bluetooth, it will know there's a MOVE nearby. It will be able to read battery level and some other things for you. And then it will also let you know that the MOVE is in Bluetooth mode. So it'll give you the option like, hey, if you want to stream, use a different app, or you can also switch it back into Wi-Fi mode if you're at home.
Before we wrap up, Brian, and talk price and where we could pick it up, because this is radio, please explain what the MOVE looks like. How big is it, for example? Does it fit in your hand, or is it something with a handle that's larger? And is there different colors to choose from? Maybe a bit about the shape?
Sure. So MOVE is a bit larger than our other speakers. It's about maybe 12 inches or so tall, about 4 inches wide. The handle is actually built in to MOVE itself, so it's not like a hanging handle. It's a very like nice, solid grip you get when carrying it, and it feels really good. As I mentioned earlier, the MOVE has a little bit of heft to it due to the quality of audio components in there. So it's about 6 pounds, and so it's not, it's not like a super small, ultra portable, you know, throw it in your purse kind of speaker, but it is, you know, power your picnic.
Sure.
Really get like great sound for a lot of people anywhere outdoors.
I actually prefer when my tech has a bit of heft to it because it feels like it's a quality purchase, you know?
Yeah, that's something we hear a lot about this product, is that I think when people see pictures of it online, they sort of they imagine it to be a bit smaller, and then when they get their hands on it and they feel the quality of it, you know, they're always really impressed.
Cool. And is it available in gray, black, white, like traditional speaker colors, or some of the Bluetooth ones are more vibrant colors, depending on which ones you pick up?
Yeah, so MOVE is available in one color. It's a color we call Shadow Black. And there's actually a really interesting story as to why. So one of the things, as I mentioned earlier, we really designed MOVE to be durable. So especially for the outdoors, so you can drop it onto, you can drop it onto like a, like from a 3 foot height onto concrete, and it doesn't, and there's no damage.
Wow.
It can get wet. It can get dust in it. You know, there's all of these things that we did to make sure that it would be durable and stand up to the outdoors. And the color was one of those, actually. So the color, we call it shadow black. It's a slightly off black. So it's a very, very dark gray. And the reason we did that is because we found when doing UV exposure tests, like solar load tests. So what we actually did is we, in our labs, we built a simulation of the sun shining on MOVE for 8 hours to make sure that it could withstand the day in the sun. And this slightly off-black color, it actually helps with heat dissipation, and it also helps to make sure that MOVE's not too hot to the touch. So after it's been in the sun for a couple hours, if you go to pick it up, it still feels cool to the touch.
All right. Finally, Sonos MOVE. How much does it cost, and where could we pick it up, online and maybe at retail?
Sure. The Sonos MOVE costs $399, and it's available on Sonos.com, our website directly.
All right, Ryan Richards, thank you very much for your time. All the best.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark.
I do think Sonos was ahead of their time with their Wi-Fi speakers and the whole interface and the app and then adding voice support and then a couple of different kinds of sound bars and now going outside. It's pretty smart. Another company that I love and I am thrilled that they are the sponsor of this program is Asus. Asus creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life, including its line of award-winning laptops, desktops, and much more. Head over to Asus.com for more info. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Check it out. Hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus S GX701 from Asus. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at Asus.com. Tech It Out is powered by Asus for those in search of incredible.
With the holidays approaching, it's time to get glowing with major must-haves you can only find at Ulta Beauty. Stay fab on the go with the Tarte Gift and Glam Collector Set with four interchangeable palettes, wow everyone with nonstop dazzle from the shimmery shades of the Too Faced Christmas Star Makeup Collection. And the Kylie Cosmetics Holiday Lip Set will make your party dreams come true with long-lasting color and a silky smooth finish. Hurry in for your new faves this season and get ready to give, gather, and glow. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
This report is sponsored by First Response.
I was pregnant with my second baby when the Hurricane Harvey hit. My 9-year-old daughter, my mom, and the rest of my family of six were forced to leave our home. It was devastating. I dreamed of bringing my baby home to a warm, safe place, tend to habitat for humanity. We were able to afford a home for my family to grow. This Thanksgiving, we're proud to pay it forward with First Response, as they partner with Habitat to build a safe and affordable home for another family in need.
Don't wait for Black Friday to get a great deal. Just head to the Dodge Black Friday sales event and get Employee Pricing Plus all month long. That means it's easier than ever to get a new Dodge Durango, the performance-driven SUV with available all-wheel drive. Whether you're rolling out with friends or family, Durango's 7-passenger seating capacity means there's room for everyone. Employee Pricing Plus is here all November long at the Dodge Black Friday sales event. Offers available on purchase or lease of a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must take retail delivery by 12/2/19. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. Hope you're having a great weekend so far. You hear this from tech experts all the time. Be sure to back up your important files for when, not if, something happens to your computer. Am I right? Well, there are a few ways to do it, of course, including online or cloud options and offline or local solutions. So who better to talk to about storage than SanDisk, one of the biggest companies in this space. So joining us on the line to explain the benefits of SSD or solid state drives is Brian Pridgen. He's the Director of Product Marketing, Content Solutions at SanDisk, which is part of the Western Digital family. Welcome to the show, Brian.
Hello, Mark. Thank you for having me here today.
Sure. Now, before we talk about the Extreme Pro Portable SSD, please tell us a bit about SanDisk. And I did mention that you're now part of the WD family, right?
Absolutely. Well, thank you for having me again. And this is really a great opportunity, especially as we come coming into the holidays now, because we all have more high-quality content that we need to store, back up, and protect more than ever before. So let me give you a little bit of overview about Western Digital Corporation. As you're right, we now have three major brands that most of your listeners are probably aware of from a consumer perspective. We obviously have the SanDisk line of products, and I'm going to talk about those today. Everyone's heard of our SanDisk USBs, our memory cards, our portable storage. I'm going to talk today about the Extreme Pro Portable SSD. It's a fantastic new product for carrying high-capacity storage with you on the go.
Uh-huh.
But we also have the WD line of products. And WD, as your listeners may know of as well, is traditional NAS, network-attached storage devices for home and office. Those line of products will continue to go with world-class solutions. And then we also have a line of products called G Technology. And G Technology is really geared for those studio professionals that want 24/7 reliability and ultra, ultra, super fast performance for studio pro video environments.
Okay, cool. Now, I know we're not talking hard drives today, like a traditional spinning hard drive, but when you talk about Western Digital having the NAS or network-attached storage drives, they also still make traditional hard drives that are not online. You would connect it to your computer via USB or USB-C. Is that right?
And that's one thing, Mark, that we all need to, and we're all very, should be very aware of, that hard drives are not going away, right? Hard drives are very reliable for cost per gigabyte application.
Right.
Hard drives are great when it comes to high-capacity storage solutions. So hard drives will not be going away, but the next generation, when it comes to performance, reliability, durability, that's what we're here today to talk about, solid-state storage, the SSDs that we'll be talking about today.
Yeah, so let's jump into that. So when someone says to me, hey, Mark, I want to buy a laptop, I often say, don't forget to look for SSD instead of an HDD or hard disk drive, because a SSD is based on flash memory, which is kind of like inside of your smartphone. There's no moving parts. It's lighter. It's smaller. It's less prone to damage because there's no moving parts. It's better on the battery. So there's all these benefits. So what separates SanDisk's SSDs from the competition? And I know we're talking external SSDs today, not ones that are already built into your laptop.
Yes, that's a great question that unfortunately oftentimes people overlook when it comes to the brand of memory they're buying. But the brand really does make a difference. For example, SanDisk has been around for over 30 years, and we don't make refrigerators, we don't make toasters, we don't make smartphones, but we make memory, and we've done that well for a long time. It's actually a lot of technology that goes into memory, whether it's a microSD memory card, a USB, or a portable SSD that we're going to talk about today. There's really three primary components, and I won't get too techy when I talk about it, but just think about, there's the memory inside that we manufacture, there's a controller that's similar to a CPU, and there's the firmware that wraps those three things together. And we are one of the only companies in the world that have vertical integration integrated processes, that we're experts in all three of those areas. That's how we're able to deliver the performance and reliability that separates us from the rest of the companies out there.
Okay, great. Awesome. All right, now let's talk Extreme Pro Portable SSD. As the name suggests, this sounds like it's external storage that you would connect maybe to a laptop when you're on the go, but it's got that rugged ability that we want when we're in the field, if you will.
Yeah, you know, it gets back to the fact that we all have more high-quality content than ever before, whether it's 4K video, 360 video, and all the applications, AR, VR, et cetera. We can go on and on. And essentially, those are driving the need for higher-capacity solutions. And what consumers tell us is that they want to keep that content with them. They want that content to be portable or mobile. And that's why we've designed the SanDisk Extreme Pro Portable SSD. And as we said before, all memory, all of these portable solutions are not created the same. And really what it comes down to is purpose-built products. So we've designed this product specifically for that person that's on the go, that wants to keep high-quality content with them. And it really starts with the SSD that you mentioned before from a reliability standpoint. Inside that Extreme Pro portable SSD is a up to 2 terabytes of solid-state storage. The speed on that is extremely fast, up to actually over 1,000 megabytes per second. So when we talk about the difference, as you mentioned earlier, between a hard drive and an SSD, it all comes down to speed. Higher capacity means you need to move that higher capacity fast. The faster the SSD, the more time you're going to save in moving that content.
All right. External drives aren't just about storage, like how many files you can hold. But speed is also important, whether you're reading or writing onto the drive. Like, you want it to be as if it was stored internally in that laptop. So that's another thing that people should consider. And then the third is the durability, that you want to bring this with you wherever you go. And you may be in harsher environments. You want it to be able to withstand the bumps and grinds of daily life outside of the home.
You're right. It really comes down to durability, mobility. So, for example, with the SanDisk Extreme Pro, it starts with the actual enclosure itself. There's an aluminum chassis. The SSD actually rests inside that aluminum chassis, and then we encase that with a hardened plastic that actually has a silicone grip. We've been making portable solutions such as USBs and SSDs for a long, long time.
We'll continue chatting with SanDisk when we return.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you...
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
The holiday season is here, so why not give the gift that keeps giving? Perhaps a social membership or golf lessons. Riverview Golf and Country Club has been providing home away from home entertainment. Find out how you can become a member today. Go to riverviewgolf.net. That's riverviewgolf.net.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m. North State Now.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
We're chatting with Brian Pridgen, Director of Product Marketing, Content Solutions at SanDisk, which is part of the Western Digital family, talking about a new product called the Extreme Pro Portable SSD. As the name suggests, this is not a hard drive. This is a solid-state memory, which has no moving parts, so it's faster, lighter, smaller than external drives, and it's also durable. You said it's up to 2 terabytes of storage. That's a lot, because one of the downsides to SSD was that hard drives used to be able to hold a lot more. They still do, I think, but it seems that solid state, which is part of like the flash memory family, is starting to catch up in capacity. Isn't that right?
Really, it has. So 2 terabytes is a tremendous amount of capacity, but really what makes SSDs different, as we said before, is the speed, performance, and the durability of this product. And I think for your listeners, they really should go to our website at sandisk.com, take a look at the product, and you can see the true size. It's tough for people to understand. We talk about 2 terabytes. We think of the old days where you have these huge hard drives, right, that would be up to 2 terabytes. But now you have 2 terabytes that can truly fit in the palm of your hand.
Since this is radio, could you tell us a bit about the size? Is it like a deck of cards? Is it smaller?
It would be the size of a credit card.
Oh, wow. Okay. So really small. So you really could just toss that in your backpack and you're good to go.
You can toss it in your backpack. It's actually rugged and durable, as I mentioned earlier. And, for example, if you do happen to get it in a water environment or a dust environment, it has an IP rating. And that rating just tells us that it will withstand the environment. So IP rating 55 is for dust and water. It also has a really cool lanyard on it. So if you want to clip it inside a backpack or inside a purse, we really went an extra yard here to think about what makes a product portable. And as I said, we've been doing portable storage for a long time because I'm sure everyone knows us for our USBs.
Right.
And essentially what we've done is we've taken USBs and put them on steroids, if you would think about it, from a speed performance, from a durability performance. Lightweight also is what needs to be considered. When anyone looks at a portable device, there's lots of portable devices out there, and they'll say they will withstand the environments, but this product really will withstand the environments and kind of that day-to-day, our day-to-day lifestyles of needing something
right.
That's a little bit more rugged.
Before we wrap up, Brian, and talk price and availability, SanDisk often has software that can be useful to those who use their drives, like automatic backup or encryption or anything like that. What if you lose this SSD? Is there anything that we can do to protect it? And is there any other software that you think we should mention?
You know, there is a software that we're offering on a limited basis for North America, and it's called Flashback. And that if someone buys this product, they'll see a little sticker on the outside that says available with Flashback software. And what that Flashback does, it allows you to back up everything on your USB device into the cloud. If you lose the device, you can then recall what you backed up in the cloud back from the device as well. It also comes with encryption software. So we're really trying to think about that person on the go. If you do misplace the drive, first of all, we're going to give you some encryption so you can password protect it. But if you just happen to misplace it in your office, you can also use our Flashback software to recall all of that content that you've stored up on the cloud.
All right, awesome. And then finally, how much does the Extreme Pro Portable SSD start at?
The best thing to do for your listeners is to go to sandisk.com, and on our website we list prices for all the products. For example, the 500 gigabyte Extreme Pro Portable SSD starts at a price of $126, and the price goes all the way up to 1 terabyte and then to 2 terabytes as well. But the best thing to do, especially as we get into the holidays now, is to shop either at the sandisk.com store. Our products are also available on all the major retailers in North America, as well as Amazon. And I'm sure you'll see some fantastic pricing on SSDs as we get closer to the holidays.
All right, sandisk.com. Brian Pridgen, thank you very much for your time and wishing you an early happy holiday season to you.
Thank you very much, Mark.
And speaking of the holidays, you bet that over the coming weeks, we are going to be looking at Black Friday deals, Cyber Monday tips and tricks. We're going to look at the best apps to helping you score a good deal, all that kind of stuff, and recommended products gearing up for the holidays, of course, for you and your family. If you have suggestions for an upcoming Tech It Out, maybe you've got a guest you'd like me to interview, a topic, a product or a service you want me to review, an app, a game, you can hit me up on social media. I'm at Mark Saltzman. That's Mark with a C _ SALTZMAN, and that's on Twitter, or otherwise on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. It's simply Mark Saltzman, one word. Or if you prefer email, you can send me an email at tech@marksaltzman.com. That's tech@marksaltzman.com. All right. Thanks again for tuning into the program. And thank you to our title sponsor, ASUS. Tech It Out is brought to you by ASUS, a company that creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. ASUS, for those in search of incredible. Visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. And while you're there, check out their ROG or Republic of Gamers gear as well. Have a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Catch up with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
To buy Hizumitsu.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. As the House impeachment inquiry moves into the public domain this week, Republicans have revealed their preferred witness list, and they have some pretty prominent names among them.
House Republicans came forward Saturday with a list of witnesses they want the House Intelligence Committee to hear from in the public hearing set to start this coming week. Most prominent among them, the anonymous whistleblower and former Vice President Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Majority Democrats are unlikely to approve the list as delivered. They fought back Republican attempts to expose the identity of the whistleblower whose complaint is at the heart of the impeachment effort. Republicans are seeking testimony from 8 specific witnesses, some of whom testified privately already. They also want to hear from anonymous officials who helped the whistleblower prepare the complaint.
Bernie Bennett reporting from Washington. Medicare's Part B premium for outpatient care rising by nearly 7% to $144.60 a month next year. That's bad news for seniors on Medicare. Medicare blaming the premium increase largely on rising spending for drugs administered in doctors' offices that include many cancer drugs. Overseas, leaders from Germany, Poland, Hungary, Slovakia, and the Czech Republic attended a ceremony at Bernauerstrasse. That's where one of the last parts of the Berlin Wall remains.
The 1989 protests and a stream of people fleeing East Germany piled pressure on the country's communist government to open its borders to the West and ultimately end the nation's post-war division. German Chancellor Angela Merkel, speaking at a memorial service in a small chapel near where the wall once stood, said no wall that keeps people out and restricts freedom is so high or so wide that it can't be broken down. She reminded that the fight for freedom worldwide isn't over yet. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
U.S. Women's National Soccer Team granted class A status in its lawsuit against U.S. soccer over fair pay. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Sebastian Gorka here for Relief Factor, the 100% drug-free supplement that was formulated by doctors to help your body deal with inflammation and pain. The reason I've told so many of my friends about the 3-week quick start is because as we get older, occasional aches and pains can be a real problem, keeping you from sleeping through the night or doing the things you love and need to do, like taking walks or playing golf, going up or downstairs, or simply playing with your kids or grandkids. Tens of thousands are now like me, glad they ordered the 3-week quick start for just $19.95. After years of back pain, I found relief, and I believe you could too. Folks, this is why the father and son owners of Relief Factor, Pete and Seth Talbot, created the 3-week quick start, and they discounted it to only $19.95. Approximately 70% of those who order it go on to order more. Let's see if we can get you out of pain, too. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-500-8384.
Vandals appear to have toppled some 75 headstones, causing more than $50,000 in damages at a Jewish cemetery in Omaha.
The Omaha World Herald reports the vandalism was carried out at Temple Israel Cemetery in northeast Omaha. The incident was reported to police by the cemetery's executive director, who said the damage was done between October 31st and Tuesday morning. The headstones had been pushed off their bases and many were broken. Forensic investigators from the police department went to the cemetery to take photos and document the damage. Patrick Frost reporting.
After 4 days of searching the Gulf of Mexico, U.S. Coast Guard suspended last night their search operations for a missing Hurlburt Field Special Tactics airman who fell into the Gulf of Mexico Tuesday south of the field while performing a planned static line jump from a C-130 aircraft. The Air Force now overseeing a recovery effort. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Dow Chemical Company has agreed to spend some $77 million on environmental restoration projects.
The projects will compensate for pollution by its plant in Midland, Michigan. The Dow plant released dioxins and other hazardous substances into rivers and their watersheds for decades after opening in 1897. The contaminants harm fish, invertebrates, birds, and mammals. Under the deal, Dow will fund fish spawning and habitat improvements, restoration of thousands of acres of wetlands, and creation of public nature areas. John Scott reporting.
A person was airlifted to a hospital this morning after an alligator attack near a wildlife reserve in Florida. According to 12 News, Martin County Fire Rescue found the person in the Dupuy Management Area as a reserve bridging southwestern Martin County and northwestern Palm Beach County. It's unclear why the person was in the reserve, but the area is known for recreational activities. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Aloha. This is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to ReadingCivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to ReadingCivic.com to learn more.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Popular Technology Radio. Very, very, very glad to have you with us today. We are talking about a bunch of cool stuff, and who better to talk with than my good friend Jeff Morrison. He's, of course, a freelance tech and travel writer for CNET and the New York Times. Jeff, it just feels like it's been a long time since we chatted, so super happy to have you here.
Great to be here.
We're talking so many things today. We got a lot to catch up on, but I wanted to... I wanted to first talk about the streaming wars. Since we've last talked, I think we might have mentioned this stuff was coming up, but suddenly it is here. If you're a cord cutter, as I think many of us are, we've got Disney Plus, we've got Apple Plus, we've got HBO Max, and NBC Universal's Peacock coming around the bend. Not all those are ready right now, but they are coming. Just to set the table, what do you pay for subscription-wise these days for your home entertainment?
Well, I pay for Netflix, but that's mostly for my parents. They're on my account, and I still watch it, but one of my roommates has it in the house, so it's like I don't really need it, but I was like, that's my gift for my parents. They can have my Netflix account.
Nice.
And then I've been paying for HBO for a long time. Mm-hmm. And because they've always had Game of Thrones and stuff, they have such good content. And I pay for Hulu, which is mostly because I am a cord cutter. I gave up cable years ago, so that combination gets me everything that I would need to watch. I only need to purchase maybe one or two shows that's not through those services. So like I buy Deadliest Catch and Billions, which is Discovery and Showtime. I don't subscribe to those, so I'll just buy that one show because that's the one show I watch.
You live in the greater Los Angeles area, so I assume you have some free over-the-air network television available to you? Do you have an antenna? And
so technically, yes, and that is true. And that is a great thing that everyone should try to get because it's free. It's usually the best-looking HD you can get, well, depending on the network. But generally speaking, it's really good quality television. The irony is I have a 4K projector as my main TV, and for some cost-cutting measure or whatever, Sony decided not to put a deinterlacer into that television, into that projector. So I can't feed 1080i into the projector, which normally wouldn't be a problem unless you're trying to send it from a cheap TV tuner into the projector. For some reason, the receiver won't deinterlace it, so I can't get 1080i content into the projector.
Okay, so you could get it if you had the proper gear in your house.
In theory, I have all of the pieces needed except for the display. Okay. So if I hook up a cheap projector, which I also have, if I hook up a $500 or $1,000 projector, that'll work fine. I could watch any 1080i, any over-the-air content I want because I have the antenna and the tuner and all of that. But my actual projector that does 4K, and all of a sudden, nope.
Okay, but you know, you didn't mention in that litany of things that you are subscribing to and do, Amazon. I'm going to guess you probably have Amazon. Mm.
Yep, sorry, you're right. In fact, I just watched the whole second season of Jack Ryan, which was pretty fun.
Okay, all right. So you've got quite a bit. Now, upcoming, we have Apple TV is now on the air. I think Waiting in the Wing. I think HBO Max is not out yet, nor is
I think that's the spring, yeah.
Right. So, I mean...
And I did look this up. So if you're paying for HBO now in any way, so I pay for it just kind of off the shelf. I pay $15 a month for it. That, you can keep doing that, which I don't know why you'd want to, but you can roll that over into an HBO Max subscription. It's the same money. You'll just get a lot more of the content.
And that's $15 a month, I think.
Right. And then I think I was reading, I didn't read too far into this because doesn't apply to me, but if you subscribe to HBO through your cable provider, I think that might get you access to HBO Max.
I believe that is correct as well, I believe, which I don't do. But I think that, but I'm not, what's a little unclear to me is, why do I care about upgrading to that?
Well, that is a good question. So there's a number of shows that are going to be available through HBO Max streaming that are not available in other streaming services.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, so they're gonna basically keep some stuff, so to
right.
speak.
I think Friends was one of them.
Yeah.
Rick and Morty's gonna, I think, be on there. So and the other one that's actually kind of interesting is all of Hayao Miyazaki's films will be available on there for the first time. They're not available on streaming anywhere, and then you'll be able to do it on HBO Max, which is kind of cool.
Well, that's cool.
This is all the things that they've mentioned anyway.
It's so overwhelming. I mean, you know, I guess what, you know, the question that I always ask is, what is the pain point? But on that, we got to take a break because when we come back, we'll talk about what is the pain point. I'm kind of at my pain point right now. I will either take something away before I add it. So,
well, I do have thoughts on that.
Okay. So. I suspect you do. And we will get to those thoughts when we come back. You are listening to Pop Deck Radio. Stay right there.
Don't wait for Black Friday to get a great deal. Just head to the Dodge Black Friday sales event to get Employee Pricing Plus all month long. That means it's easier than ever to get a new Dodge Durango, the performance-driven SUV with available all-wheel drive. Whether you're rolling out with friends or family, Durango's 7-passenger seating capacity means there's room for everyone. Employee Pricing Plus is here all November long at the Dodge Black Friday sales event. Offers available on the purchase or lease of a new 2019 Dodge vehicle, excluding Charger and Challenger. Customer responsible for $200 administration fee. Must take retail delivery by 12/2/19. See dealer for details.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon.
It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance, plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hey, welcome back. Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart here with Jeff Morrison. Of course, he is freelance tech and travel writer over at the New York Times and CNET. And we are talking about the pain point in terms of streaming services, subscriptions, etc. Are you a Netflix, Amazon, Apple TV Plus is out. HBO Max is coming. Peacock, the NBC Universal thing is coming. There's also, of course, Amazon Prime, which I have. PlayStation View, Sling TV, any number of things, Hulu. What's the magic number? My magic number is 3, Jeff. What is your magic number?
You had mentioned, I'd forgotten that I also subscribe to Amazon, but that kind of rolls in with, that's Prime, so I get the cheaper shipping and yada, yada, yada. So
and
I don't.
That's kind of an anomaly. I mean, moves off to the side, although I'm a big fan of Bosch, which is a long running series, the Michael Connelly books. I love that. But I kind of glance at Amazon. But yeah.
Well, the big Amazon show for me, which hasn't actually come out yet, but it'll be out, I think, in another couple of months, is The Expanse, which is kind of the best sci-fi show on TV. And no one watches it. So please go watch The Expanse so that you'll do another season because it is amazing. But I was thinking about it, like, this whole streaming thing, I mean, this is what we've always wanted, right? We've always wanted a la carte programming. Well, we're getting it. We're just getting it in a different way, and it's more expensive than we all kind of had hoped. But the end result, of course, is if people still want to get all of their stuff but don't pay for cable, it's going to be the same amount of money, if not more, because you're going to subscribe to 10 things. I honestly don't think anyone's going to do that. I think people are going to go, okay, well, yes, I'm going to miss out on this one show, but I don't feel like spending X amount of money per month for that show. Like, you know, CBS is a good example where – they've got the new Star Trek shows, and Discovery was excellent, and I'm assuming the next season will be even better. But I'm not going to subscribe to CBS for a year just for that one show. Although Picard's coming out, and I'm looking forward to Picard more than any show in my entire life. So I'll definitely give him money for that.
Yes, that looks really good. Absolutely. But, you know, what's interesting, as we are both sitting here talking about what we have, we both forget what we have and the tentacles of these companies that are into our checking accounts. You know, they love this kind of model where they get money every month, whether we watch 1 minute of programming or whether we watch 100 hours of programming, they still get that little slice of cash coming out of our accounts. And it's so easy to forget.
Well, it is. And that's what they're hoping you do.
Yeah.
I mean, I did the calculation on Disney Plus. And I got in on that special deal that was going for a little while. So I'm going to be paying less than $4 a month for Disney Plus for a couple of years.
Okay.
And I calculated that out. And that's less than I pay to Disney that I've paid to Disney for the last few years, because there was always a couple of movies that I would buy on Vudu or something and want to watch them in 4K. And so I would spend $60, $80 a year. Well, now I'm going to be spending, let's say, 40-something. So they're getting less money from me, and I'm getting more content. Now, eventually they're going to jack up the price. So,
but that's a special deal, right? Because I think it's going to be regularly $7 a month.
Right. Which for me personally would still be kind of a break-even thing.
Yeah, right. And Apple TV Plus currently is $5 a month, although that's, again, a little different thing. So I guess this back to the question, is three the magic number? Is ultimately people will have up to three, and then it becomes a real decision.
You're right. I think most people would be able to look at three of these things, whatever their personal combination is, and go, okay, well, I know I'm going to watch these three every month. Whatever that might be, that's going to get them 90% of what they're going to watch. Does everyone need to go for a fourth or a fifth or a sixth? I doubt it. I doubt people are really, going to be doing that. And are those the same for everybody? Is everyone going to look at the Peacock and go, why am I spending money on that? That doesn't make any sense. So my guess is, like, we're kind of in this is the gold rush, right? Everyone's trying to get the money for this, see how it all shakes out. Oh, well, they're doing it. Okay, well, we need to do it too. But I'm positive that in a couple of years, some of these companies are going to go, okay, well, this isn't making any sense for us. We're making more money selling this to Netflix or whatever.
Sure.
And these things will fold away, and we'll get down to a more manageable amount of these things. But yeah, for right now, it is kind of crazy. Okay, you want to watch this one show? That'll be $10 a month.
Right. And when we say three, it's three with an asterisk by it, because currently I'm three in my household. I'm Netflix, HBO, and Hulu. But I have Amazon. It's a little bit different than all the other ones. So,
yeah, because I was paying for Amazon, and I would continue to pay for Amazon without the TV part. If they spun off the TV part, I probably wouldn't pay for it.
What is your pain point? That is the question. On that note, let's take a quick break. We're talking about all these choice options. Now, when we come back, we're going to talk about what you're watching it on, because there's some new TV technology that Jeff is going to share with us as well. More like that when we come back. It is Pop Tech Radio.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. Mike Etchart, my good friend Jeff Morrison, is joining us. He, of course, is a tech and travel writer for CNET and the New York Times, and he keeps his finger on the pulse of all of this stuff that is happening. we're going to talk a little bit about TV technology. We're heading into CES, Consumer Electronics Show, kind of window when we all start to make our plans to head out to Las Vegas to see the latest and the greatest. But I will tell you, Jeff, you know, I was at Costco the other day, and we've had versions of this conversation before. But again, when I go to Costco, I cannot not walk down the TV aisle just to see how much stuff is and what's going on. And so I'm walking down the aisle, and there is a TCL 55-inch television, 4K UHD with Roku built in, $289 for a 55-inch television. It's unbelievable how inexpensive a 55-inch television, for crying out loud, is less than $300.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You mentioned CES, and just this week I was booking trying to book a hotel for CES.
All right.
And the cheapest hotel room I could find was more than that per night.
That's right.
So
you could have taken home 55-inch TCL TVs.
And just a non-tech-related rant moment, the prices for hotels on any booking website in Las Vegas has no relation to what you'll actually spend on the hotel. Because it says something like, oh, $170 a night. And then you click through and you click through and you're ready to purchase it. And they go, oh, okay, well, plus taxes, which is, okay, fine. That's normal. And then, oh, there's a resort fee.
Yeah.
So those resort fees could be upwards of $100 a night. So there's completely, like, so that $170 a night is actually going to be more like, well, in my case, it was $240, I think. It's like, I can't afford that. That's insane. So, I don't know. Just, that was...
Well.
Damn it, CES.
That's right, and damn you, Las Vegas, exactly.
Ugh.
So $289 for a 55-inch TV set, which is stunning. Yeah. TCL is a good brand, and it's got Roku built in.
TCL is a company that most people haven't really heard of. They're a fairly new Chinese brand, and I remember when they first started kind of making waves at CES a few years ago, and their product demonstrations and they're talking with them, I was like, I could tell, like, these guys kind of knew what they were doing.
Yeah.
And their first few years were, kind of, you know, the TVs were fine. There wasn't anything, you know, over the top special about them. But they were clearly like, yeah, we're gonna make a run at this, and we're not just making cheap stuff for cheap stuff's sake. And sure enough, every year they would get better. And this year they're actually coming out with a new technology that they're the first to market with, this next generation TV tech, which is, I think, we'll talk about. And it's in their top of the line 8 series, and it's called Mini LED. And I'm sure we're going to hear more about it from other manufacturers, but TCL is kind of the first to hit the market with it.
So the TV that I was talking about, the $289 55-inch TV, whatever that model is, that is an LCD television.
Yes. So all TVs except for a handful are LCD TVs, and they create light using LEDs. The exception to this would be certain types of LG and Sony TVs, which are OLED, but we'll kind of skip that for now. So all the other TVs are LCDs.
Right. So the LCDs, for the lack of a better phrase, should be up there on the bottom. That is time-tested technology. It's been around for a long time.
Yeah.
OLEDs are probably the best picture you can buy currently, but
yeah,
it hasn't really taken off like we thought it potentially could be.
Well, it is and it isn't. I mean, let's dive into that for a second.
Okay, okay.
Because it is taking off in that LG, who's the only company that makes OLED TVs, and they sell their panel technology to Sony and a couple other companies for them to brand as their own. So, but they keep expanding what they're doing, and they're making more and more panels every year. So it's successful for them, which is good, which means we're going to keep getting OLED for a while. The trick is LG has certain patents and a certain method of how they make OLED TVs that allows them to do it fairly cheaply that other companies can't match. So Samsung tried to make OLED TVs for a few years in a different way, and they couldn't make it cost effective. It was just too expensive, so they stopped. There's rumors that they're going to start doing it again in a slightly different way. That's a whole other tangent we can go off on some other segment. But for now, yes, so LCDs are time-tested. They've gotten pretty good. They're certainly better than they used to be. But for the best picture quality, that's OLED. But that's also more expensive.
I think, of course, but in steps Mini LED into this milieu, and that is
so. That in theory, and from what I've seen, and from what a few of the other TV reviewers I trust have seen, it's kind of a step between. So it's better than a lot of regular, in quotes, LCDs, but not quite as good as OLED. It's brighter than OLED, but not quite the contrast ratio and picture quality of OLED, but close. And okay. It's cheaper.
But is Mini LD in the marketplace yet? Are those 8
yes.
series? So they just probably entered a couple of months ago, I'm going to guess. Or
yes, pretty new. Yeah. They have a 75 inch for $3,000 and a 65 inch for $2,000, which again is cheaper than OLED by a bit.
Right, but is 55 inch now kind of the bottom of the heap for these premium televisions, or technology wise?
I think you could still find. There's not going to be at the moment. There's no mini LED in that size, and we'll get to why that is in a minute. But for now, yes, you can still get some really good looking 55 inch TVs. You're not really going to be able to find anything smaller than say 50 inches that's a high quality TV anymore. It's just the numbers don't make any sense. Those are much less expensive, and which is fine, just not for the top picture quality.
Well, but even that in itself to me is so interesting. On that note, let's take a quick break. We're going to come back with Jeff Morrison talking about TVs and the latest technology on Pop Tech Radio.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading. Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Celebrating 20 years in business, Five Star Bank is a community business bank serving small to medium-sized businesses and is a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Five Star Bank was founded in 1999 by a group of local entrepreneurs who wanted to create personalized banking services inspired by shared vision and goals. Today, Five Star Bank is among the top 5% of performing banks in the nation for banks of its size. Five Star Bank proudly serves farmers, ranchers, and growers in the agricultural community, commercial real estate developers and construction, those who lead nonprofits and churches, and entrepreneurs in emerging technology. Five Star Bank is also committed to small businesses through a robust SBA department. They understand that when it comes to business, timing is critical. Their sense of urgency and speed to serve are part of the foundation of their success. Visit fivestarbank.com and visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Riverfront Playhouse presents A Christmas Carol by Christopher Sharrow, adapted from Charles Dickens and directed by Jennifer Levins, November 23rd through December 21st. With an intimate cast and ethereal presentation, A Christmas Carol is a ghost story of redemption and a lesson that giving isn't just a seasonal affair. Tickets available at riverfrontplayhouse.net. Enjoy the store running or at the door. A Christmas Carol, November 23rd through December 21st at the Riverfront Playhouse, sponsored by Tri-Counties Bank.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Talking about televisions and the little dinky, tiny 50-inch TV sets. We're talking mini LEDs, and that as they enter the marketplace with TCL. So mini LED is not anything. TCL just happens to be first to market. It's not a patent or anything like that. This is something
correct.
That they're all going to have likely at CES in January.
We'll probably see more of this technology. So what a mini LED is, every LCD on the market now uses LEDs to create light. And then they use a liquid crystal layer to kind of manipulate that light to create an image. So with the cheapest TVs, those LEDs are in a row, maybe on the bottom or on the sides of the TV. And then with the higher end models, especially most like any good HDR capable TV, it's all along the back of the television, kind of facing you. And they have a thing called local dimming, where those groups of those LEDs can be dimmed to correspond to darker parts of the image on the screen. So like a, night sky with the big moon on it. Well, the LEDs behind the moon are going to be lit up, and then the night sky around it will be dimmed, so you have the kind of a better contrast ratio between the brightest and the darkest parts of that image.
Pretty complex when you think about it, just in terms of the technology. You know, it's like
yeah, I mean, it's trying to make LCD look okay when it kind of inherently doesn't. It's always been kind of amusing to me, but they are. I mean, they're making it work. It's still not as good as like OLED, which every pixel can be as bright and as dark as you want. So those TVs, even the top of the line LED LCDs, and just to say that. All LED TVs are LCDs, just to throw that in there. So
you haven't gotten the acronyms confused yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So, well, when you go into a store, you're going to see all of these things written down somewhere. So those zones, so the LEDs are grouped into zones. And generally speaking, most TVs have maybe a few hundred zones, maybe a few hundred or maybe a few thousand LEDs along the back of the TV. But definitely not more than that. So just to give you an idea, like the next step down TCL, their 6 series, has around 100 zones. They don't say how many LEDs, but it's about 100 zones. So you can figure a few hundred LEDs back of the TV. It's never one-to-one. So mini LED, as the name kind of implies, uses much smaller LEDs and a lot more of them. So in the case of the 75-inch 8 series from TCL, they have 25,000 LEDs on the back of the television.
Wow.
And those are grouped into over 1,000 different zones. So that's significantly higher.
Yeah, that's remarkable.
Than any other TV out there. And so that gives you much greater control over what areas of the image can be dark and what areas of the image can be bright. Not on a per pixel level like you could do with OLED, but certainly much closer than you could with any other, LCD TV.
Right.
So the picture quality picture quality is a step up over other LCDs, but not quite to the point where it's OLED. On the other hand, it's going to be a lot brighter than OLED, which in certain situations is good.
So more zones and more, but smaller LEDs, a lot more control basically in terms of brightness and yeah, all that stuff.
With a standard LED system in a TV, you have a few hundred of these things. But then with this, they're smaller. Each one of them is not necessarily as bright. I'm actually not sure about that. They haven't talked about that. But I'm assuming they're not necessarily as bright. But there's a lot more of them, so the overall effect is that they're a lot brighter.
Now, if we look down the road, is this, again, from a manufacturing standpoint, is this pretty easy to do for them? And certainly now it will be a premium product, but does this kind of just keep getting manufacturing-wise cheaper and cheaper and cheaper, and then eventually every TV will just have mini LEDs as opposed to the LCDs, or will it maybe never get to that point?
It's pretty likely this will trickle down into other lower-end models as this gets cheaper and as the picture quality of those mid-range TVs kind of increases. It's cheaper to do this than it is to figure out OLED, that's for sure. As good as it is, it's still a transitional technology towards something else in the future. In that case, it might be micro-LED, which we can talk about as well, which is it's a similar name but actually a completely different technology.
Okay, that's really confusing. So we currently in the market have mini LEDs.
Right.
In more zones and more LEDs. But then now there's micro-LED. Those aren't out yet, right?
They've been shown at several CESs. They're generally kind of for wall-sized displays. In fact, Samsung's version of the technology, they literally call the wall. And so it's like projection screen sized. And it's micro, so it's actually smaller than mini. These are tiny, tiny, tiny little LEDs. And that's each LED in this case is its own pixel. And so that's the big difference between this and mini LED, is that mini LED, each LED kind of is in charge of, in other, without on any other way to say it, a few hundred, maybe a few thousand pixels.
Yes.
Whereas with micro LED, each LED is a pixel. So that makes sense on a huge wall-sized display because, well, those you have enough space in between to kind of put all, you know, in a 4K TV, that's 8 million pixels.
Yeah.
So shrinking that down, managing the heat, managing the power consumption, these are all things that they're working on. But in theory, you could have a large TV with each pixel being an LED, and that if they're small enough. And
so that's enter micro LED.
Right. And that's kind of the next step where people are hoping to go, because that gets rid of liquid crystal completely. We can finally put that to rest. And the picture quality would be even better than OLED in theory, because you could have the same brightness control as you would with OLED, but each pixel could be brighter than you can get with OLED.
Hold that thought. We're going to take a break. Got more when we come back. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio.
During the Dodge Black Friday sales event, our gift to you is Dodge Power Dollars. That means $10 cash allowance per horsepower towards your purchase of a 2019 Dodge Charger or Challenger. Whether you're tearing up the streets in a Dodge Challenger with its available 797 horsepower or Dodge Charger with its available 485 horsepower, you'll be ready to take on winter weather. So hurry in to the Dodge Black Friday sales event today to take advantage of Dodge Power Dollars on Challenger and Charger. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take lethal delivery from dealer stock by 12/2/19.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.18%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.375% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
And we are back, Pop Tech Radio. We being me, Mike Etchart, and he, Jeff Morrison. He, of course, is a travel and tech writer for CNET and the New York Times. We're only picking his brain on tech today. We're talking TVs. If you have your acronym decoder ring, set it to the following. There is LCD. There is LED LCD. That's another line. We're talking about mini LED. I have to think about it. And then we're also talking about micro LEDs. Yeah. And then, of course, at the top of the heap is OLED or OLED.
Let's review.
Yeah.
All right.
LCDs.
So pretty much every TV on the market today is an LCD. They don't market them as that anymore, but that's the technology. It's liquid crystal display. The light is created in those TVs by LEDs.
Okay.
And because LED is a newer thing that sounds cooler than LCD, which is just an older technology, nearly every company calls their TV some version of LED. So I think Samsung has QLED. I think TCL also calls theirs QLED. And that actually has to do with the color, how they create color, but the point is that it's still an LCD. So anytime you hear someone say, oh, I have an LED TV, well, it's really an LCD TV.
Got it.
All LCD TVs are powered by LEDs now because what they used to be powered by, which was fluorescence, they have mercury in them. Can't do that anymore, though they're terrible for the environment, and they looked terrible. The exception to that is OLED, and OLED is made by LG, and LG sells that to other companies. In the U.S., it's basically just Sony. Outside the U.S., there's a couple other companies like Philips and Panasonic and so forth. But basically, LG is the only one who could figure out how to make OLED cheap enough to manufacture in big numbers.
And they have some sort of patents on something that
yeah.
give them.
And I could do a 15-minute segment on how they do that, but we'll skip that. You can just Google CNET and OLED, and my article comes up, and you can read about how. It's really clever how they do it, but you need visuals to explain it. So,
skip that.
Okay. Visuals are great for the radio. So then the new things that are coming out now is mini LED, which is still LCD, mm-hmm. but has a lot more LEDs in them, and it's potentially picture quality similar to OLED, close to OLED, but cheaper, but more expensive than a traditional LCD or LED LCD. So it's kind of somewhere in, you know, bridging that gap. And then the next generation, which is not going to come into the home anytime soon, maybe in a couple of years, is micro LED, where the LEDs are even smaller and each pixel is its own LED. Sony showed this off for a few years at CES. Samsung has a version of this technology. And right now it's being used for wall-sized, you know, or bigger,
mm-hmm.
you know, projection screen-sized images. But eventually you could shrink it down once they figure out a few things. So that's kind of the short recap.
The landscape. That, exactly. That's
so if you go into a store, you're going to see LED LCDs, OLED, and maybe in a few places you'll find the TCL 8 series, which is this mini LED. That's the only thing you can find in the store now.
That's not so bad now, is it? And
yeah, a lot easier.
Yeah, I think we've talked about this in the past. I happen to have a pretty small living room, and I don't really need – I mean, 55-inch in my living room is pretty ginormous. It takes up a lot of space. But, boy, we're really separate from projectors. What's the top end of the screen market? Is it 85 now? I mean, you're seeing a lot of 75s, a ton of 65s.
You know, it's interesting because I've always said that huge screen sizes were never going to take off the way that the smaller ones would. And I say that as someone who has a 100-inch screen as his main TV.
So what do you mean by smaller and what do you mean by large?
Well, and that's the thing. So the average screen sizes have been going up over the years.
Sure.
And the growth is in the biggest sizes. So those 65-inch, 75-inch TVs, the number of those being sold each year is growing up bigger than the rest of the market, but it's still a small part of the market.
Yeah.
That most people are still buying TVs in that 50 something range, but again, it's kind of inching its way up because 10 years ago it was a 50 inch, and now I'm not sure the exact numbers, but now, yes, as you're seeing, there's 55 inches, there's not as many 50 inches, so it's inching its way up. The problem is that a 75 inch TV is huge.
Yes, it is.
It dominates any room that you put it in. That's all you see is that huge TV. And that's why I always said that I wasn't sure if they would really take off, because it's just this massive black, like, the thing on your wall when it's not on. Whereas a projector, the screen is almost always white. It kind of blends in, or you can have a retractable screen or whatever. So it doesn't dominate the space like a TV does. And I've reviewed Sharp first came out with their 85-inch. I reviewed it. And it just, even as someone who had a 100-inch screen right behind it, the TV seemed massive because it is just this thing, right? So I think most people probably don't like, they might like the idea of something that size, but they might not want that in their house. Whereas, you know, at some point, hopefully a paintable OLED or something that'll just kind of blend into the wall when it's not on. That I think is what the holy grail would be of TVs, is just you click a button and your wall turns on, and that's whatever you want it to be. That's a video game screen or computer or, you know, a life-size version of Alexa.
But it is so funny because first time I bought at the time was a 32-inch Sony Vega TV, you know, the last generation of tube TVs. Yeah. And the thing looked massive. I mean, it was massive.
It was.
it was deeper than it was, you know, tall in the front. But when I got like about a 40-inch thing, it's like, oh, my God, this thing's ridiculously huge.
The last TV that I had before I switched to projection was a 38-inch RCA, a beautiful TV. They were 230 pounds, I think. I mean, I was like 6 inch because the glass was so huge that the middle of it was, I think, 3 or 4 inches deep. I mean, maybe not, but it seemed like it. And the funny thing is I've met a number of people over the years who owned that television, and every single one of them died in the exact amount of time that mine died in the exact same way. And it was because they used this cheap power supply on a much larger screen, because you don't think about it, like 38 inches significantly larger than a 36. And the power supply went on all of them, and it just wasn't worth repairing.
Lucky.
So there's just rotting hulks of 38-inch CRTs and dumpsters everywhere.
But there is a number that is too large for a room. But what your perception definitely changes over time. But on that note, we got to take a break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We are coming right back with Jeff Morris.
Make clear the seconds of life.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Pop Tech Radio coming back at you. Mike Etchart, Jeff Morrison, the tech and travel writer for CNET and the New York Times. You know, Jeff, on the break, we were talking about a new 360 degree camera from GoPro. GoPro is still around.
Yep. They did a 360 camera a little over a year ago called the Fusion, and it was terrible. It did not work right. It was impossible to use. Created a beautiful picture, but it was just very difficult to use. So I was very skeptical when they announced the new one, but they did a really good job. It's the Max. It's $500. It's smaller, and it actually works kind of the way you'd want it to. You can actually download the stuff to your phone. The app is fantastic. You kind of create really cool videos with it very quickly. It's got 6 microphones on it, so it's actually one of the first 360 cameras. It's got good audio built in.
Oh.
And then on top of that, so a normal 360 camera, you kind of create this photo sphere. It's recording everything around the camera at all times. And so then you can kind of edit that down to show only the interesting parts or the whole thing. But most people don't do that. Most people just show, like, use it as a camera on a gimbal kind of thing and just shoot everything, figure out what you want to show later. And past that, you can set it to only use one of the cameras, either the forward-facing camera if you're doing action-y stuff or the back-facing camera if you want to do, like, blogging stuff, talk to the camera. And you can kind of do that with other 360 cameras, but this makes it a little bit easier, a little bit faster. They did a really good job with it. There's a few aspects to it that I'm hoping they're going to fix and that are still kind of some bugs. But it's pretty good, and so I'm working on the Wirecutter 360 camera guide right now, and this will be one of the picks, I think. The main pick is still going to be the Insta360 ONE X, which is $100 cheaper and does a few things better, a few things not quite as good. Or like they're both very similar for a lot of people, but as far as kind of they're both good, and a feature from one of the other one kind of draws your attention, then that's the one that you should go with because they're both good.
And what are we talking price-wise for the new Max?
It's $500.
Okay.
But it also works kind of as a GoPro Hero, like the regular GoPro. It doesn't do 4K 2D video. It does 5.2K, you know, 360 sphere video. But when you cut that down to standard 16:9 size, it's obviously lower resolution, so you get 1080p out of it. So if you need just really high-quality standard video, then a regular GoPro is better. But if you just want to make some cool videos, and the stabilization on this thing is amazing, and you can do all sorts of cool editing tricks with it, it looks very cool as long as you're okay with it being basically just 1080p.
Seems like in days gone by, a product like this would have been held over to be released or talked about at CES.
Yeah, that's annoying me a lot right now because there is a new camera from this other company that looks really promising. They're all releasing it now. I need to update this article, and every time I start writing it, some new camera comes out.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Now I'm going to have to wait another week to get it, and all of a sudden now I'm looking at I can't update this guide. I can't do my job until December. How are people supposed to say, oh, I want to buy something for Christmas?
Yeah.
But there's no reviews of it, or there's no in-depth reviews of any of this stuff, which I almost think maybe these companies are doing that intentionally, that they're just like, okay, we don't want a slate of reviews that people can find that say that's not a good camera, so we're just going to say, oh, we'll dump it right before Christmas and then minimize the amount of bad press. And I'm not saying that GoPro or anybody else is doing that, but that's certainly – you could look at it that way. When these companies are releasing stuff the first week of December, I was like, come on, what are you doing? Either wait a week and announce it at CES, or this needs to come out 3 months ago so people can actually play with it. But I don't know. That's just my own little rant.
Well, but it's interesting, you know, for years and years and years, the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas in January, early January, was where you did all of this stuff, but not so much.
Yeah.
And it just seems like it's getting less and less.
Well, especially for some – well, GoPro could have done it. But some of these other companies, like Insta360 is an example, where they're a small company with a very niche product. Well, they're going to get swamped with all of the other big company releases coming out in CES. So, you know, they might get coverage from the specialized press that covers, let's say, 360 cameras, but not the wider press. Like if you release something in July or where there's not a lot going on,
yeah,
the chances are you're going to get far more mainstream press coverage because tech writers need stuff to write about. And, oh, hey, this email just showed up for this weird camera. Okay, I'll write about that today. You know, that kind of thing. So,
yeah.
You know, this time of year, they're going to get swamped with everyone writing, should you buy a TV at Black Friday? You know, that kind of stuff.
Yes, exactly. Well, on that note, we got to wrap it up. Jeff, I do want to thank you for coming on the show. We got
always fun.
Sometimes.
Always fun.
But then, of course, we'll do a big sit-down in Vegas at CES.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Woo-hoo, in our expensive hotel rooms. hey, thanks for listening in today. Don't forget, folks, we are podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. And a big shout-out of thanks to Radio America. They are the company that syndicates us and broadcasts us to all the great terrestrial radio stations across the country. Big thanks to Mike Cardiso and Jenny Dietis, all those groovy cats up there. Big thanks to Cody Castleberry, my producer, engineer, man about town. He is the groovy cat. Without him, it wouldn't happen. So thanks for listening in, folks. We will see you next time on PopSec Radio.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with a